We've looked at these various theories of sociology. Today we're going to talk about society itself. What is society as defined in sociology? And society as defined in sociology, the simplest definition of society is a group of people who share a defined territory and a culture. In sociology, we take that definition a little further by arguing that society is also the social structure and interactions of that group of people. Social structure is the relatively enduring pattern of behavior and relationships within a society. Thus, a society is not only a group of people and their culture, but the relationships between people and the institutions within that group. So let's go deeper into this meaning. Well, hunter-gatherer is the first view that many sociologists project when they say, you know, what were early societies like? The hunter-gatherer way of life is based on the exploration of wild plants and animals. Consequently, hunter-gatherers are relatively mobile, and a group of hunter-gatherers have fluid boundaries and composition. Typically, in hunter-gatherer societies, men hunt larger wild animals, and women gather fruits, nuts, roots, and other edible plant-based food, and hunt smaller animals. Hunter-gatherers use materials available in the wild to construct shelters or rely on naturally occurring shelters like overhangs. Their shelters give them protection from predators and the elements. So many who talk about society remember back to the definition. The simplest definition of society is a group of people who share a defined territory and culture. In sociology, we take that definition a little further by arguing that society is also the social structure and interactions of that group of people. No, we're just talking about that in the hunter-gatherer world. Social structure is the relatively enduring pattern of behaviors and relationships within a society. Thus, a society is not only a group of people in their culture, but the relationships between the people and the institutions within that group. So in hunter-gatherer, we see those dimensions. We see men have this role, they're related to women who have this role, where they live. You know, it's a society time in the world that still in some place in the world is still a hunter-gatherer society. A next society that developed is a pastoralist society. A pastoralist society is a society in which the primary means of subsistence is domesticated livestock. It is often the case that, like hunter-gatherers, pastoralists are nomadic, moving seasonably in search of fresh pastures and water for their animals. Employment of a pastoralist subsistence system that often results in greater population density and the development of both social hierarchies and divisions in labor, as it's more likely there will be a surplus of food. So you see populations growing. If you go back in history, you'll see often the hunter-gatherer. In history, you'll see the pastoralist society. And then comes horticulturalist society. Horticulturalist society are societies in which the primary means of subsistence is the cultivation of crops using hand tools. Like pastoral societies, the cultivation of crops increases population density and as a result, food surpluses allows for a division of labor in society. Horticulture society differ from agriculture in that agriculture employs animals, machinery, and some other non-human means to facilitate the cultivation of crops, while horticulturists rely solely on humans for crop cultivation. In agrarian societies are societies in which the primary means of subsistence is the cultivation of crops using a mixture of human and non-human means, animals or machinery. Agriculture, then, is the process of producing food, feed, fiber, and other desired products by cultivation of plants, and raising of domesticated animals, livestock. Agriculture can refer to subsistence agriculture or industrial agriculture. Subsistence agriculture. And again, now we're looking at the agrarian society, and there's one subsistence agriculture, is the agriculture carried out for the production of enough food to meet just the needs of the agriculturalist and his or her family. Subsistence agriculture is a simple, often organic system using save seed native to the ecoregion combined with crop rotation and other relatively simple techniques to maximize yield. Historically, most farmers were engaged in subsistence agriculture, and this is still the case in many developing nations. So when they talk about different societies, you know, they'll often come with these different metaphors. But you can also look at societies through segmentation. And you can see in United States, you can see that there's now all of these agricultural types of things, but agriculture has now been mechanized and so forth. But then you'll have various roles played by different people, and society is now segmented into a whole variety of qualities and a variety of realities. And that brings up which many sociologists then define as the industrial society. Industrial society is a society in which the primary means of subsistence is industry. Industry is a system of production focused on mechanized manufacturing of goods. Like agrarian societies, industrial societies increase food surpluses, resulting in more developed hierarchies and significantly more division of labor. Then there's the post-industrial society. A post-industrial society is a society in which the primary means of subsistence is derived from service-oriented work as opposed to agriculture or industry. It's important to note here that the term post-industrial is still debated in part because the current state of society is difficult to name a phenomenon while it is occurring. Post-industrial societies have these sorts of attributes: an increase in the size of the service sector or jobs that perform service rather than creating goods, either the outsourcing of or an extensive use of mechanization in manufacturing, an increased amount of information technology often leading to the information age, and information knowledge and creativity are seen as raw materials of the economy. So we're sort of in that one right now. So if you think about society, how does society change? And now those are good questions. From a Marxist society changed through class warfare to a postmodernist society changed through the human spirit and will and social construction to a modernist. The world changes through structures. And for a Christian, we see the world changes, and we want renewal. We want to go back to the way God created it in terms of the image bearer of God utilizing his God-given abilities. So again, in a lot of ways, all of these structures are very important, and all of these understandings of societies make sense. In some ways, you could look at these societies. Often what sociologists want to do is they want to say, well, look at the evolution of society. There's the, you know, the pastoral, or there's the industrial, and here's the post-industrial age. And what's fascinating, in some ways, all of them are a complement to the image-bearing aspect of God in humanity, that when there's a small amount of people on the earth, what humans determined was a system that fed who they had. And then as people grew, necessity is the mother of invention. And then you had the industrial age, and then you had societies like that. Now we have such efficiencies that we're going more to a service type of economy. And in a lot of ways, it's a testament, a wonderful testament to how God created humans to figure things out and to solve problems. But for a Christian, we solve all the problems because we're created to do that, and we love it. We love every aspect of that. So, because what we really love is we love that there is the kingdom of God, there is the church, there is the people of God. Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21, for our citizenship is in heaven, where we wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working whereby he is able even to subject all things to himself. What's so amazing about thinking about all that is that we know that there's a beautiful purpose to all society, and that if you happen to live in an agrarian society in Africa taking these classes, that's a beautiful thing. And yes, learn about new technology. People are living in an agrarian society with a smartphone, and you have the information age connecting to agrarian society. So from a society standpoint, something's happening right now, but the tie-in for we believers is that there's something bigger than ourselves. It's the kingdom of God. So we are part of a beautiful society that God has given us, the society of being human. And wherever we live in the specific society that we live in is a beautiful thing. And God will use you to bring change to your society and to bring about God's transformation. So as you learn these definitions, there's not one society that's better than the other. God is to be glorified in any situation that you find yourself in.